All right. What's up, you dirtbags? My name is Luke Eggebraten. We've got a massive, massive dirtbags episode coming for you here. First, I want to thank ProGrade Excavating. If you're looking on YouTube, got this sweet sweatshirt, my man Brock out of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And then Wildland Excavating. They sent me this hat. Two of my favorite people, CJ and Matt out of Colorado. Go give them a follow. That's Wildland Excavating. And then also ProGrade Excavating. So kind of doing these unofficial sponsors for these episodes, which is really, really fun. And to dive into this episode, I'm so excited to introduce our guest. Great, great friend of mine. We've been through a lot together, and this episode was a long time coming. I think you guys listening are going to get a great attitude check, but also get some incredible actionable items and skills that you can implement today. So without further ado, we got our man Jeff Davis on the show. How are we doing, Jeff?
Brother, I'm doing great. I drank my coffee already this morning. I've already had a cup. I gotta save my next cup for later. So great. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Dude, absolutely. I purposely saved my cup of coffee for this episode because I knew that you'd be bringing the juice. I would be able to juice stuff, and I wanted to have a little bit of that extra energy today. So
I've got all the energy in me just for my cup. So I'm glad that you've got an extra. Have some for me, please.
Absolutely, dude. So Jeff, you're up in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we're living in the same state. Like I mentioned, you know, we've known each other for a while. And for anyone listening too, you can find him on Instagram. I'd say that's probably the best. It would be at Jeff Davis Fit. Jeff, you're one of the like most intense, but also one of the funniest people I know and I follow. And I think that sometimes gets overlooked, but I am so excited to dive in today with what you specifically do, but also like how you, I don't want to say how you change people's lives, but also I want to say more of like how you can kind of correct people, because really it's in them and you just subtly bump them the other way. So before I continue to ramble on, like if you don't mind giving just a quick overview of like who you are and what you do, but then also if you want to dive into the committed group a little bit and just kind of how your business works.
Absolutely. So again, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to, you know, doing this episode and being able to, my goal for everyone that's going to be listening to this is just so that you can take some actionable items today that can, you know, allow you to be more healthy, more fit, you know, potentially, you know, enhance yourself as a man or as a woman, whoever's listening, you know, so that you can be a better spouse or you can be a better future spouse or a better parent. That I started bodybuilding back in 2013, and I did it for selfish reasons. I just was like, oh, I just want a better body, and you know, I just want to be in the spotlight. When in all reality, this really hit me just a couple years ago, is like, I shouldn't be working out just to have a better body. I need to work out to be a better man, because in all aspects of my life, it has been learned from fitness. So I've been able to take this over the last really 4 years and create a group worldwide that I've allowed people to get in the best shape of their life. And you don't have to be ripped. You don't have to be shredded. You know what I mean? You just have to get to a place where you admire your body that you see every single day. And I've created this group. You know, we now have 75 members from all across the world, as far as London, Australia, and all over the United States. And I've been able to build that just through social media, all organically. I haven't had to pay for a single ad, so I'm very blessed about that. So I went from bodybuilding to created this career, but now the biggest thing that I really focus on myself is just my purpose. And my purpose is self-mastery. And all I'm doing every single day is a process. And that's a process that I don't miss. Why? Because if I miss giving everything that I need to back to you guys. Okay. I post my cup of coffee and a quote every morning. I get up very, very early, anywhere from, you know, 2:45 to sometimes 5:00. It just depends on what day it is. You know, from being a better husband, being a better dad, because this is what life's all about. Like I've realized that life is not all about money. It's not all about the cars. It's not about the house. It's not about any of that bullshit, because all that shit can be taken away from you. at any single given time. Your business can be taken away today. You never know. But the one thing that I know that can't be taken away from me is my process, my morning process. When I get up, nobody can take that away from me. My workouts, no one can take that away from me. The amount of macros that I eat on a daily basis, no one can take that away. Me reading the Bible every single day, me praying, me reading personal development books and journaling, that stuff makes me happy every single day. And it gives me a feeling of it doesn't give me a feeling of regret. And it gives me a feeling of winning. So it's like I start the day every single day by winning. And that's what I'm just doing for all my clients. I just get them to win. I get them to win every single day when it comes to their mind and when it comes to their health. So that's what I've done over the last 4 years. I'm growing even more myself as a man in this process. But as I'm growing, I'm just giving all of this back to the world and all of it back to my family because my family deserves this. Every family deserves a man that leads and not a man that's weak. They deserve a man that's strong, that leads, but also has a heart that also is kind, caring, and soft around the edges when you need to be, because we need to be that for our wives. We need to be that for our children. And there's too many people out there, men and women, that are just have become very weak. They become very soft. And they don't take care of themselves from a healthy standpoint. And then they wonder why they take so much anxiety and depression medication. Well, it's because you're not taking action on the bullshit that you need to, that you know that you've been called to do for so long. So that's where I'm at, Luke. You know, I went from bodybuilder. I've been divorced twice. I'm on my third marriage right now. So I'm an expert at divorces. This is my last one. I told my wife now, I'm like, look, when I first met her, I said, I'm not getting married because I don't do good in marriages. And I'm like, I've been divorced twice. She's like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm just not good. And then, like, of course, 2 months after meeting her, she's like, I want to marry you. I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing it. But I felt like it was a purpose from God, and she was sent to me for a reason because we were able to get pregnant very, very quickly when we were ready to. And we have a beautiful daughter now, and I have an amazing 15-year-old son that lives all the way in North Dakota. We can talk about that in a little while. But I'm just being the man that I admire every single day, and I'm just sharing this with the world.
Oh, dude, I love that. And I think it's so important to know that your life isn't perfect. You know what I mean? And like some people could look at you and say, oh yeah, this is the guy. He's got his process. He's got everything. He's got the business. He seemingly does everything right. Like, you know, from the no drinking, no sleeping in, the gym, everything like that. But it's come through many trials and tribulations and many issues in your past. And also too, it's good to remember that you won't always be perfect. But when you have that process, when you stick to that, I'm not saying you're perfect. Let's tone that down a bit.
Let's tone that down a little bit.
But when you have your own process, when you have that thing in your day where you can control, and I suppose it goes back to the control what you can control in your day. How important is your process, or is a process in what you teach to all these people that come to you that are maybe feeling discombobulated, maybe feeling depressed, maybe they're losing their marriage or losing their kids or losing their business? Like, how important is their process in their day?
This is the most crucial thing that you can do every single day. Before you answer any email, before you answer any text or a call, before you do anything, your process is so important because this is the thing that's going to bring you fire every single day. You know, I want all of you listening to this, I want you to ask yourself right now, like, what truly makes you happy? That's not materialistic. Okay. Now, some of you might say, well, my family makes me happy. That's great. But your family shouldn't make you happy. Okay. Your family adds to your happiness because I want to tell you something, and this is the reality of this life. We all have an expiration date, and your family at some point is going to be taken away from you, or you're going to be taken away from your family. This is real life. So if you're basing your happiness in your family, well, if that happiness is taken away from you, then what? So your process is your tool every single day to make you happy, to make you content, to make you bring you peace. It brings you closer to yourself. It gets you to know more about yourself. It gets you to build your character as a man. You know, you're going to learn so much about yourself, because on the bad days that you don't want to do this, that's when most people just flee away from this shit. And I tell people, like, you need to do this on your bad days, because on your bad days is when you learn the most. You guys aren't going to learn shit on your good days. Who learns anything on your good days? No one. You learn everything in the darkness. Why? Well, you're being pulled closer to God. You're being pulled towards something that you fucking suck at. You know, if you're unhealthy and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, holy shit, well, you're clearly not good at eating and you're not good at working out, and you need to do better at that. You know, everyone listening, you probably all are really good at business. Really, really good. Great. But when your last day here on earth goes, what do you want to be remembered by? Do you want to be remembered by that you were strong, that you were present, that you showed up to the games, that you called your daughter or your son, or, you know, you always dated your wife, like the character that you built as a man? Or do you want to be remembered by how big your business is, or the car that you had it parked in your garage, or the house that you built that could be burnt down at any moment? Ask yourself, like, what do you truly want to be remembered by when it is your time? That's how important your process is.
Yeah. And I think it's simply looking at priorities. And I was reading a book last week, and he talked about his priorities. And you and I are both business owners, and a lot of people listening are business owners. In this book, the author said his priority list, it goes faith number one, spouse number two, everything else under that. And he even had it a very probably controversial to some people. He even said, like, your kids go right under your spouse. And I think you even mentioned it too, of like continuously dating your spouse and making sure that you take care of each other first. And it's not to say that you're not taking care of your kids, but I think in that level of priorities, you can't let your kids control your life as well. Right. Which I think is fascinating, because it seems like it goes against the grain. And also too, if you look at those priorities, business is not number one. And to be clear, everyone has their own priorities list. I would say mine reflects more of what I was just talking about there. But it's also changed throughout the years. And as we become closer in our faith, and as I become closer in my faith, that needs to stay number one for me. And so I think maybe a good gut check for people is, you know, what are my current list of priorities? Maybe there's the list where I want them to be, but what is the actual current list of where I'm at?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Yeah, my wife and my son and my daughter are not first. Yeah, they're not. And my wife knows that. She'll never be first. Myself and my faith will be first. Because if I'm just pouring into her cup all day, and I pour into my son's cup, and I pour into my daughter's cup all day, well, this is what you're going to start your day off with, is this much to pour into yourself. So why not pour everything into yourself first, so that you can give everything back to them? And then you can give everything back to, you know, your company. You can give everything back to your employees. You can give everything back to, you know, your customers. I will tell you guys this. And I could show the data. Okay. The better man that I've been able to create, the more money I've made, the more sex I have, the more clear I am, and the more peace that it's brought me. I don't stress out about really anything. I just don't. I don't worry. It's not my job to worry. It's not my job to stress. I just manage things as they come and go. You know, my job and your guys' job is to always be the best man that you possibly can for you, because in turn, you will be the best man that you can be for your family. I promise you that.
When it comes to politics in this conversation here, I hear it and I see it too often, where that conversation is controlling these people's lives. For example, if this person gets in office, my business is done for, and the world's going to burn down. But like, how important, I mean, is controlling what you can control, your process, taking care of yourself, and really just that, I mean, probably a little bit of it is just that optimistic mindset and that you got to get it done no matter what, no matter who, what's happening at the White House, no matter what's happening anywhere else. But I seem to see that so often this time of year with the elections coming up. But what are your thoughts on that when it comes to controlling your process and controlling what you can control?
Yeah. So the biggest thing with control is that, well, most of you listening probably all have families or kids, and you're like, oh, I don't have time. Okay, well, maybe you should get up earlier. Well, I get up at 4 a.m. Cool, get up at 2:45. What? Yes, like that's what you need to do. That's the requirement to do this. Okay, yeah, it's early, but all you need to do is get up, do your shit. You guys are gonna get enough rest when you're dead. Like, I don't see why you guys need so much sleep. Like, is sleep important? Yeah, but you sleep when you need to sleep. You know what I mean? But if you have this goal and you're trying to be this person and you want to be this man and this family man, it's like, well, what are you going to do? What's required? You did everything what was required to get your business to $1 million or multi-$1 million. You did everything you needed to there. You spent all the money that you need to for that. So why the fuck can't you get, why can't you do what's required for you? Oh, you want to know why that people don't do this? Is because there's nothing in return right away. They don't get paid. They don't get compensation, because they don't realize and understand the importance of the compounding effect. Well, some of you on this call, you might have a compound account, and you know how powerful it is. If you have a little bit of money in there, after you've looked over the last 5 or 10 years, it compounds and it turns into quite a bit. But no matter what happens when it comes to the election, no matter what happens when hurricanes going through Florida, doesn't matter. I have mentors that live in Florida. They still do their stuff. They're still doing it. The election's not going to stop you from going to the gym. Okay. I have a couple clients in Florida right now, and they're at home, but they're like, hey, can I get some home workouts built? Sure. They're still going to work out at home. They're still going to journal. They're still going to pray. You know, you guys allow yourselves to get caught up in the bullshit that's going on online. You allow yourselves to get to watch this stuff. And the moment that you like all this political bullshit on your phone, well, guess what? Your phone's going to get fed with more bullshit. You know, I don't even like that stuff. I look at it. I consume it sometimes, but I do not like any political things. There's a couple things that I do, but I make sure that I'm very cautious of what's coming into my phone and what I'm consuming.
Yeah. Something I've been doing to that point, Jeff, is if I see something on my feed that like triggers me of like, oh, I want to see this, but I know deep down it's not good for me. You can hit the three dots and actually hit hide, and that'll train your algorithm on your Instagram or on your Facebook.
Or there's like a button every once in a while that comes up that says interested or not interested. You can put not interested. You can do that.
Yeah. If you know that, like, for example, if you like it and you're attracted to that, but you know, like, okay, is this going to help me in the weeks and months and years to come? No, like I'm going to try to train it to only show me the stuff that's going to help me, like your videos, dirt videos, business videos, finance videos, like things like that, that are a lot more constructive. And so if you are scrolling, it's at least educational, hopefully. But I suppose that's probably one of the big issues you see is that a lot of these issues are coming from people just sitting on their phones and scrolling.
Oh my God. I dare you all to go look at the time spent on your phone. Like there's so many. I made all my clients do this last week. Cause that's like one of the biggest, excuses. I don't have time. No, you're robbing your time is what you're doing by sitting on your damn phone. The phone can be utilized in a very proper way or an improper way. And I know people spend a lot of time on their phone.
Yeah,
I know it because I do it for a living. You know, I mean, look at all the content that's being made. You know, it's just, it's a huge dopamine hit for people. They're just like, oh, you know, this, that. You guys are full control of what you do on a daily basis, every single day. You're in control of what food you put in your mouth. You're in control of whether you take an hour and put it into your schedule, like you do all of your other important meetings that you have to go to on a daily basis, you are in control of putting that meeting in your calendar to go to the gym and tell your assistant, don't schedule anything during this time. This time is crucial. It's sacred to me. It allows me not to be a fucking asshole to you, and it allows me to show up for all of you guys when I need to. Like, put that in your calendar. You have full control how you talk to your wife. You have full control on how you talk to your kids. You have full control of all of this, because aren't most of the guys that most of the people that you work with, Luke, are all CEOs, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I would say most of the people we work with, they'd be like the president of a construction company. And typically these companies will do $1 to $20 million in revenue.
So, you guys think that, I understand you guys want to be in the trenches. I'm in the trenches every single day. But guess what? There are a certain set of priorities that I do not miss. Because if I'm missing these things, I know for a fact I'm leaving other stuff on the table that I need to be when it comes to my business. When I'm not missing for myself, I'm definitely not missing for my business.
Yeah. And I love how you brought up the, and this is just a tip that I've used from exactly what you've said there is blocking it off in your calendar. So let's see, it would have been 2 months ago, I got a trainer again because I know that just my habits and how I work out, I do so much better when somebody's forcing me to do it. And I'm sure you see that all the time. Like these people that work with you are very capable of doing it on their own. But sometimes they just need that extra push. And so when I looked at the dollar amount it would take to hire a trainer down here, it was a lot more than I was used to. But then as Olivia and I kind of looked at other expenses and looked at our going out, our restaurant budgets, our alcohol budgets, we're like, we can absolutely find $300 a month to take care of one of the best investments you can, which is yourself physically. And where I was going with the kind of that tip is, so this it doesn't work for everybody unless you like start doing it. And I would block off, wait, I have an hour workout. So I would take 15 minutes before the workout and block it off 45 minutes past the workout. 'Cause I know I probably shouldn't jump on a meeting 5 minutes after leaving the gym. So block off this, basically hour 45, 2 hour block. And like you said, you talk to your team, you talk to your assistant, you say, I'm going to be gone. It's in my calendar. I can't be contacted. But to go a step further, a lot of us have Apple Watches. A lot of us get the notifications all the time. There, if you have an iPhone, you can create what's called a focus. And I have a sleep focus, and you can create like a gym focus. And you factor in how people can get a hold of you or what you see and what notifications you get. So I built basically a custom focus for when I'm at the gym. And so I believe the only thing that can get through to me is if like Olivia calls more than one time. And that's how I know that like something's not right or there's an emergency. And so, but everything else, I'll see it after the workout. And so then my mind is strictly focused on this 1 hour workout during the day. And to your point too, like when you block it off, it's like that, be where you are. And you are
Yes.
at the gym.
Honor your word. Honor your word and just don't let anything get in the way of that. Just like you shouldn't let anything get in the way of your date night. You guys wouldn't let anything get in the way of any important meeting that you had at work. I guarantee that. And if anything did, you'd be like, this ain't happening again. You should have that same mindset when it comes to your gym routine. Because that's what's that having a gym routine. Being a savage, having a healthy body is part of being an aligned individual. Okay? When you're not an aligned individual, okay, and you want all these jobs to line up and you want to have your biggest year yet and you want to have all these projects and be able to serve as many people as you possibly can. Well, if you're not aligned with your own self, how do you think that jobs are going to align with who you are? They're not. When you get aligned mentally and physically, just watch the jobs that will land in your lap because you're being who you say you're going to be. It sounds weird and witch-like, but it's not. It's such a fact.
Yeah, getting to talk to so many entrepreneurs, and you especially, and even myself, getting to talk to so many business owners. It's funny, you can see the consistencies with the, we'll just say, like, successful business owners, the ones that are spending time with their families, their business is seemingly doing well. A lot of them have their priorities straight, and they have their mindset straight, but they're also working towards improving themselves and improving their fitness. And it's so funny that you see so many of the similarities between the people that are doing it right and the people that are taking care of themselves, because business is so much more than just the numbers. And business is truly pretty simple, but then there's all these outside factors that go into it. And so be who you are, be who you say you're going to be is so big. And also, I always say this, but I think people want to work with, or winners want to work with winners. And so when that comes to your clientele, like, the clientele you want to work with are winners. And if
Absolutely.
they are attracted and want to work with other winners, and that needs to be you. And that needs to be, you need to excel in all of these other areas. So before I kind of go too far into that, I wanted to take one step back. We talked about building a gym routine.
Yes.
One of the pieces I wanted to dive into here is the specifics. So somebody listening, maybe a lot of people listening, were maybe like me, where we go to the gym here and there, we exercise, maybe we go on walks, things like that. But where's the best place to start when building a gym routine? And what are some of the best exercises even to get into as we get started?
Love that. So I think that you should just pick the amount of days that a person wants to work out. So just think, like, whatever number comes to your mind. If you want, you should at least be working out 3 days a week, at least. Okay. And if you're going to do three, do a push, pull, and a leg day. Okay. Push day. Anything that's pushing. Okay. So any kind of dumbbell press, any kind of shoulder press, any kind of flies. Any kind of tricep presses, just bigger compound movements, because I know that you guys don't like, I legitimately do know that we as business owners and presidents, we don't have a lot of time. I do understand that because there's a million things going on. So how you can maximize this is pick three bigger compound movements, an incline press, a shoulder press, and a dumbbell press. Do a couple other isolation movements like a fly and maybe some push-ups, and then do some kind of tricep press. Okay, so you're doing six exercises. I would, for all you beginners that are listening to this, or you're not in the greatest place when it comes to being in shape, I would do high volume. Start with 20, 15, 12, 10. High volume. Here's why. Okay, a lot of guys want to go into the gym. They're like, oh, I'm just going to do 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Here's the thing, you need to, your muscles need to be under tension for 40 to 60 seconds in order for your actual body to grow. Okay. I know you want to push heavy ass weight, but here's the thing. If you want to lose weight, you got to be in a caloric deficit. And you also, when you're pushing a lot of volume, you're not gonna feel as strong as what you normally are. Or you're gonna feel like a bitch when you do weak, like low, high rep weight. Or I'm sorry, when you do high reps, you're gonna be using low weight. So you're gonna feel like a bitch. That's normal. It's just to set up the container for when you do start eating a little bit more calories and you start eating more. So there's your push day, pull day, anything with your back, okay? Pull-ups, pull-downs, rack pulls, deadlifts, anything, cable rows, dumbbell incline or dumbbell single arm rows, and then anything with your arms, you're pulling. Okay? And then and same amount, do bigger compound movements that are going to move a lot of your body versus do and then do a couple isolation movements. So an isolation move would be like a single arm dumbbell row. Okay. Then leg day. Okay. Go do your squats. Okay. Now some of you've been in the construction business, you're like, my fucking back hurts. Okay, I understand, but you gotta do your legs. Okay. You gotta do your legs. It's like, you guys, what's the most important part of a house that you fucking build? The foundation. That's your legs. You need that. Okay. So do your legs. So if you can't do squats because your back hurts, okay, great. Go to the chiropractor and get massages and get your body right because you only get one body. This is one lease. Okay. You don't get any other leases with your body. Go do leg press. Okay. Do some Bulgarian split squats. Do some leg extensions. Do some leg curls. Okay. Push pull legs. That's all you need to do. And then if you want to do 5 days a week, you do push pull legs, push pull. You just repeat that. And you don't need to change up workouts. I've been doing the same workouts for like the last 6 months. Just record, find an app that you can put these workouts in. Go on Google, type in push workouts, pull workouts, leg workouts. Build 5 to 6 exercises per day. Put it in. Here's the app. I'm going to give you guys a plug here. But it's free. Go to the Strong app on the Apple Store. It's called Strong. You can build this workout. You can build templates, and then you just do those over and over again, but you record your weights so that you can see that you're actually getting stronger. This is with your food and your with your strength training. You have to record this shit, you guys. What would happen if you guys didn't record any numbers for any of your businesses? Well, your businesses would probably be on fire. Okay. You can't manage what you cannot measure what you do not manage. Okay. So record all of your workouts and then just get better every single week. Okay. So that's what I do for your workouts. With your food, just track a protein target and a calorie target. Okay. Take your goal weight and eat that in grams and protein every single day. Okay. So if your goal weight is 180 pounds, eat 180 grams of protein every single day. You could actually do 0.8 to 1. For your goal weight, because for some people, 180 grams of protein is a lot. So start at 0.8 and work your way up. For your calories, take your goal weight and times it by 12. Now, if you're a little shorter and you're like, holy shit, that's not a lot of calories, take it by 13 or 14. That's where you start with the food. Download MyFitnessPal. You don't need to get the paid version. Just get the free version and just start tracking your protein and your calories and just hit that as many days as you possibly can. Eating 3 to 5 meals a day. The next thing I would do is just make sure that you're moving your body more. Like go for walks. You guys, walking is such an easy exercise. So many people underestimate that our bodies are burning calories all day long, and 5% of your burnt calories only comes from exercise. Okay. Your basal metabolic rate is 70% of your daily calories burned, which is just your body surviving. Your heart beating, the blood doing what it's doing, your brain thinking. Like if you're just to sit in bed all day and do nothing, your body burns the most calories doing that. 15% is from non-exercise activity thermogenesis. You guys walking on job sites, you know, you guys, you know, walking here, walking there, doing tours, stuff like that. Like you burn a lot of calories doing that. But so why not just increase it? Like instead of driving your truck right up to the job site, like maybe park a little bit further away and like just walk a little bit extra, like right there, you're going to burn more calories. 10% comes from your digestion, from you going to the bathroom, and then 5% is from exercise. So that's it. Get a strength training program, pick how many days you want to work out, anywhere from 3 to 6, have a recovery day. It's good. But then on the other days that you don't or aren't lifting weights, just make sure you're moving your body. You can stretch, you could go hike, you could bike with the family. You know, you can do all that thing. Make sure you're moving your body more. So walking, and then make sure you're tracking your protein and calories every single day. If you can do those three things, if you did those three things for literally weeks, I promise you guys would see a difference in the way that your clothes fit, your energy levels, your sleep, your sex drive, like your brain fog. There'd be a lot of different things that would curate for you just by doing these three things. That's where a guy's got to start.
This is an absolute masterclass. Thank you, Jeff. I love the specifics, and that's what I'm big on. It's like, let's dive into it. And so you gave the recommendations, the Strong app, free, MyFitnessPal, which I've used, free. And then the push, pull, leg day, just the 3 day a week. And what I would even recommend on that, that's worked for me, is just go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. For me, like a lot of people, my weekends are, who knows? I might have a wedding. I might be wide open, but getting in that consistency, typically what I've seen is that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're usually working. And so you need to build those habits in anyway. And then you start to find like, well, what is a time that you can make work? Is it early in the morning? Is it after work? And I'm sure as you've seen, you need it to be consistent. So if it's 5 o'clock, your workout every day, you need to make it 5 o'clock every day. You can't let your work day dictate your workout. And so if that's not going to work, then you need to wake up earlier, like you said, and get in the gym sooner. And everything you just said is simple, easy, and can be done starting today.
So simple. Yeah, you could literally do it today. And I just want to say this about waking up early. Okay. As a owner of a company, okay, don't wait till later in the day. Just don't. It's almost
Yeah.
okay, like, and this is my opinion. I don't give a shit about what anybody thinks of my opinion. I'm just saying, like, you do not get calls, emails, texts at 4:30 in the morning. You just don't. You're not bothered. Shit, your wife's not even bothering you. Like, she can't because she's passed out. You know, your kids are most likely sleeping. Are there times that my daughter wakes up? Now I work from home, so it's a little bit different. Wakes up and I have to stay. Yeah, cool. Well, then you just need to learn how to pivot, like, really fast. And if something happens to your morning, and it's, you know, just pivot. Just be like, okay, like, move some shit around, but just honor that word with yourself. There's nothing more powerful feeling that you can feel for yourself by honoring your word and just being like, I'm gonna do this and I'm not gonna let anything get in the way. Could you imagine, like, what your life could look like if you just honored your word with everything that you said that you're going to do? Holy shit. Like, your marriage would be better. Your kids would like you more. You know, they would be like, I actually wanna hang out with my dad because he said that he was going to do this and he actually did it. Because I know some of you listening, you've told your kids that we're gonna go do this and you fucking don't. That needs a change. Don't do that. I used to do that to my son all the time, and honestly, I still feel a little bit of guilt and shame from that, but I don't hold myself back in that sense. But man, I made my kid empty promises so much, and there's no worse feeling as a dad than making empty promises to your children and to your wife.
Man, it makes me think
And
of,
it starts in the fucking gym, Luke.
yeah, it makes me think of what you've talked about many times, but and I was just watching a video of you talking about it, but commit or quit. There's the two options. And you had this incredible video on you just on your Instagram, and I think it's pinned at the top, so anyone listening can go watch it. But you're talking to a client and it's so intense, and commit or quit. There's no third option. There's no backing down, and it pick one. And I think when you put that those two options out there, people don't realize that they're quitting until they say it. And but which one is it going to be? If you commit, you can't just half-ass commit to it.
Right. And you can't. That video is actually coming up on a year. It's been 1 year since.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like on the 11th or the 12th. I'd have to double check. I'm not gonna repost it because I repurposed it again 6 months. I might just do like a small clip of it and be like, you know, and then do some talking of like, hey, it's been a year since this video. But because I truly want to ask where people are at for a year from that video. Hey, where are
Yeah.
you at? You said that you were gonna commit a year ago because I saw thousands of comments. I commit, I commit, I commit.
Man,
Let's be honest, like, did you really commit or did you half-ass commit and you've only done part of it?
yeah, it just incredible. I mean, it just got me fired up, obviously for this interview, but also just for everyone that's chiming in too, and not just fired up for me or for you, but for anyone that has the potential and the ability to change their lives today. Like listening to this, listening to you speak, going and checking out your stuff, just like feeding that positive energy and like, okay, I can change my life by following some of this stuff. And it's all very simple. Like you have not reinvented the wheel at all. And you're just putting it in a very concise format where people are like your messaging is so specific and so concise that people don't have to go anywhere else for that information. It's like, okay, it's all right here. Here's the motivation, here's the inspiration, here's what to follow.
Yes, that's I too many people make this difficult. One thing I've heard from a couple mentors is like, just do the boring work.
Yeah.
Like, the work that has probably got you guys to where you're at today in your businesses, it like wasn't crazy. It like wasn't this like miracle shit that, you know, you sprinkled Skittles on or whatever. Like, it wasn't blessed by, you know, a certain person. Like, it's just easy shit that you've done, but you've just done it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's where people really go wrong with fitness, is like they think they need new workouts, they think they need a meal plan, okay? Or they think they need to drop their calories. It's like, no, you don't need to do that. You just need to do the basic boring shit that you did before. Well, if
Yeah.
it's boring, why do I want to do it? I mean, why do you want to look at your body the way it is right now all the time? Or do you want to look at it in a way where you're like, holy shit, like I can fit into a medium polo and I can actually put on these shorts when I go golfing with my buddies, or I can take my shirt off at the beach with my kids. Like that's a big deal. Your kids will see the energy you bring when you take your shirt off and you don't appreciate the body that you've curated. They know when you do not like who you are. They hear
Yeah.
the way that you speak to yourself. All this shit's important. But yeah, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just do the same shit over and over again. That's all I do. How do I want better mindset or more knowledge? I just read books. That's it. And like, I don't, there's nothing special about any of these books. These are hacks. I don't know. If you guys don't read, you need to be readers. This is like,
Yeah.
some of these guys just literally take all of their knowledge and put it into a book.
So I actually am just starting a new segment on the podcast where every single time I have a guest on, I'm actually asking them for a book recommendation because I haven't been a reader until the last probably 2 years, and it's amazing how it can like transform what you know, your knowledge, your education. But I only read 10 pages a day. So let's keep that clear. Since 75 hard, I've tried to keep that habit. So what couple books what would you recommend just throwing out there to a business owner, to an entrepreneur, to a dad, a mom? Any books you'd recommend here?
Here's the first book. This one. That's the first fucking book that all of you should be reading every single day. Okay. Don't care if you don't like it. Don't care. It's changed my life. Now, I still don't understand everything in that thing. Okay. I never will. I never will. I feel like a kindergartner when I look at that. That thing has transformed my whole life. Why? Is because there's just lessons about life in there. There's lessons on what you should and what you should not be doing.
Yeah.
And that book has changed my life. Okay.
And for those listening and not didn't see that, he held up the Bible and absolutely love that. You know, we've touched on it a few times. I've always said, never be ashamed of your faith, but be proud of it. And so even on the podcast too, like we've had some wonderful guests. John Van Zee is a one I think of right away where we just talk about our faith, and you should never be ashamed of it, but be proud to talk about it. So, yeah, book number one, absolutely. The Bible can and will change your life.
Yeah, 100%. The second one is Happy Pocket Full of Money. This is a really good book. It's about infinite wealth and abundance in here and in the now. This book really talks about just how to abundantly receive and how to act the way that you should, how to be the man that you should be now versus the man that you want to be, or the business owner that you want to be. Okay. If you want to make more revenue in your business or bring on more clients or be the better man or be the better husband, why don't you act like it now? Why don't you start to eat right now how the man that's 20 pounds down or 30 pounds down, like how would he be eating? What would his habits be? Would he be drinking? Would he cut the vapes? Would he cut the Zins? Would he cut chewing? What is that man like? So that's what this book teaches you on how to really formulate that mindset now. Now it says happy pocket full of money. Yes, does it talk about money most of the time? No, it just talks about wealth, abundance, and joy and creating, because that's what's going to happen. Because do all of us want to make more money? Of course we do. Why? So that we can have more experiences. People like, oh, money doesn't make me happy. Bullshit. Like,
Yeah.
but the body that you're in right now makes you happy. Like having your kids live in scarcity the rest of their fucking life makes you happy. Having your kids be scared, like, oh, we can't afford this, or no, we can't do this year. Do you think that doesn't scare your children? Right. So making money, being a better you to make some more money, that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Just don't worship money.
Yes.
No, worship this man. You know, worship a higher spiritual self, you know, and creating just this better you. So that's another book that I recommend. And one last book that I want to say, I don't have it here right by me, is The Way of a Superior Man. You know, if any of you are trying to really better yourself and better yourself in being a man and want to do that, go read this book. It's by David Deida. I've recommended the book to several men, only men. I don't recommend it to women. He actually does make a woman's version, I believe, of the book. So, and I think the woman's version of the book, you know, if any women do listen to this, I think it's called Better Sex. I think it's something, I don't know. I know he created a woman's version of it, but that book is incredible. I remember the day I finished that book and where I was, and I shut that book and I'm like, holy shit. It just made me really look at the actions that I do as a man, the way that I act, the way that I walk, the words that I speak, everything. We were at my in-laws' lake place on Strawberry Lake. And I was literally sitting on one of their like recliners out, just laying in the sun, just relaxing. And I finished the book and I was just like, holy shit, this book is incredible. So those three books, the Bible, Happy Pocketful of Money by David Cameron Gikhandi, and then The Way of a Superior Man by David Deida. Those three books are, I mean, I could tell you all sorts of books that are amazing, but these three are very, very impactful in my
life. You go. I absolutely love it. I mean, if you guys just start, and like I said, I'm only reading 10 pages a day. I do it at night because it's a consistent habit. It's something easy. It's something I can build off of. And one guest recommendation from my wife, Olivia, she just, and I think it fits so perfectly with our conversation. I don't know if you've read it, but she just finished reading the book, The Comfort Crisis by Michael Easter. And It to a T is, and to be clear, I haven't read it yet, but I've read it through her thoughts. And so that is my next book that I'm reading. It is incredible to see the concept of that book. In a nutshell, there is a crisis of comfort in the United States or in this world where fast food, watching Netflix, like everything you're talking about, I feel like what came out of this book. And it's like, you need to do the uncomfortable things, like getting to the gym, doing hard things, having hard conversations, pushing yourself. And I'm super stoked to read that. If anyone listening picks that up and wants to read it with me, let me know. It'd be fun to kind of read that together. But love adding in these book recommendations to each episode. Yeah. Now I know that's going to be a big piece of what we do. So definitely appreciate that. I know as we're wrapping up on time here, I've got so much more I want to talk about, but I want to condense it as we finish up here. So one thing I want to hear is a favorite transformation that you've ever encountered. If you have a story or any person, and you don't need to name names, of course, but a transformation that's just made you just so proud and so fired up for them. And then if you don't mind just touching on your faith one last time of like how that has truly changed your life.
Yep, absolutely. And I want to do one more last book plug.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Cause I got to do this because this is like, this mentor has changed my life truly. The book is called Non-Negotiable by Wes Watson. I'm going to tell you guys, before you even go to his page, you probably can't find his page right now because he's a pretty highly favored man on the internet, but a lot of people want to shut him down because this man he's an ex-convict. He was in prison for 10 years and he was able to create a set of habits that he's been able to teach me that have been non-negotiable throughout my life. And this man has, you know, again, if you guys go to his page or you find him online, like you're either going to like him or you're not, because he tells the truth. He tells it how it is. And he does not care about your feelings. He doesn't. All he cares is about transformation. All he cares is that you do not be the same person that you are today. So that's another book that if you guys want to go read it, definitely, again, it's not for the, definitely not for the soft listeners or for the soft people that you know, are, you know, he swears a lot. He's just, again, he's an ex-convict. But he's created a movement for himself, and he's changed millions of lives online. So
Wow.
yeah, truly incredible. Okay, a transformation that I am really, really proud of. I mean, man, there's so many. I'm going to share this one specifically because this has actually happened in the last 3 weeks. And this is a woman transformation, but this woman, when she came to me, I said, "What happens if you don't do these things for your life? Get healthy, get a better mindset, and just change these habits." And this is what she said. She said, "I'm going to die." And this is like her last chance because she has become very overweight. And she had no other choice but to say yes to me. And this woman, over in the last 3 weeks, has lost 10 pounds. 3 weeks, 10 pounds. She's been able to minimize her anxiety and depression medication. She's been able to stop some habits, such as spending $250 a month at Starbucks and getting a breakfast service every day. She's been able to control her environment, meaning that she was late for work pretty much every day. She's 30 minutes early now, and she has been for the last couple of weeks. She's been able to completely shift her mindset when it comes to saying that I can't do this to I can do this. And here's the thing, you guys, this woman is over 300 pounds. Okay. It's pretty dark for her. It's pretty fucking dark, and to her, it looks like she has to climb up Everest with no equipment. But I've taught her just to focus on the day and just winning the day. And that's it. And we've done that through nutrition. We've done it through movements at home. She's not even at a gym. She's at home. And just reading the Bible because she wants to become closer to God, and journaling. So instead of her having all these intrusive thoughts like all of you guys have on a daily basis, you're always going to be in your head. There's always going to be darkness. Darkness is always going to try to stop you. Whenever you're heavy into your faith and you're trying to be a better person, darkness is always going to try to stop you. Like Satan's always going to try to stop you because Satan doesn't want these kind of people on planet Earth. They don't want people. He doesn't want people that are bettering themselves every single day. He's going to try to stop you at all costs. Okay. So I've gotten her to journal her thoughts so that she can be her own therapist to a sense of just like, hey, how am I feeling? How I'm feeling? What caused it? And what is the complete opposite of what she can do right now to make herself feel better? Okay, because drinking, Zins, drugs, porn, none of this stuff is going to make you feel good in the moment. But what can feel, or I'm sorry, it's going to make you feel good in the moment, but it's going to cause immediate regret. What makes you feel good in the moment, but is going to compound is going for a walk, doing a workout, getting into prayer. These things are going to make you feel good. You might not get the immediate dopamine action going to Pornhub and looking at that, or like sniffing a line of coke or having a beer or a shot of whiskey. It's not going to give you that, but over the period of time, you're going to realize that you're going to have a tool that you can use for the rest of your life that's not going to directly like be negative to you or cause you immediate regret. So honestly, Luke, that's been my most impactful transformation because this woman is like, she's completely changed, and she
Yeah.
needs, and she's continued to do it. And like, as a woman, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And you men need to be the same way. Men are honestly, they are harder to get through because their egos are so big. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't need to do this. No, you fucking need to do this. There's no reason or excuse on why you shouldn't be working out, eating right, and being a better man. There's no excuse for it. So that's my most impactful transformation. I've got several, and you guys will see
So many.
on my page that I have a ton of transformations. A lot of it, I really enjoy working with career-driven individuals, mainly business owners, but I work with some career-driven individuals that don't own their own business. But that's the most impactful one, is because she just come She's completely shifted her whole mindset, but she saw death. Death. And it's came across her mind several times. Like if she doesn't get her shit right, she's gonna have a heart attack.
Right.
And she's young. She's very young. And I know a lot of young people, my pastor specifically, late 40s that have had heart attacks. And this shit's no joke. So that's my most impactful transformation. Now, to answer the last part of your question, will you just repeat it, Luke? I know you said it was about faith, but what do you want specifically?
Yeah, just your journey, your faith, and how that's changed. I mean, it's you've gone through so many different journeys and pivots, and how faith has entered into your life, and how the Word of God has really changed your perception on everything.
So it really changed, and it's funny that you and I are talking. It really changed almost 3 years ago is when Blake Richards, one of our good friends, asked me to come get coffee with him. And I went and got coffee, and he asked me to join a Bible study, which was, the one that we started, that we started. And I was like, oh, I've been asked this before, but I was in such a dark time in my life at that point where like just everything would just seem kind of dark and just kind of like spiraling. And I'm like, God, the money hasn't worked, the partying hasn't worked, like moving to Scottsdale didn't work. I'm like, I gotta do something. So that's when we had our Bible study, and that we really like that made a big change in me. I started going to church, literally have not missed many days in the last 3 years of going to church. Okay. And it's been a like a constant, never ne like never ending, never changing journey. It was going to church and just getting closer to him. And then the last 2 months, I've been in my Bible just about every single day. And that's been the biggest thing, is just creating a better relationship with him. See, here's the thing, is what I wanted to stop doing. I wanted to stop going to God when my problems were, like when my problems would arise. I would only go to him when I needed it. And I was just like, I felt like my problems just, there were more problems. And I'm like, God, I want there to be less problems. So I'm like, I need to treat this as if I treat my body or my business. See, here's the thing. We'll work out. We'll take post-workout, we'll go for walks. Like me, I'll stretch, I'll really take care of my body. But then I was only going to church once a week. I was only doing Bible study once a week. So it's like, okay, I was spending 2 days with God. I'm like, no, I need to treat this like I treat my body. And all of you that are listening, you should treat God like you treat your business. You will check your fucking email early morning to make sure that invoice went through. You will make damn sure that all your projects are going through. You will make sure that you're checking the app to make sure everything's lined up and everybody's on schedule and everybody's on the job site. But you won't grab the Bible once a day just to get in the word, just to be like, hey, I just want to gain some knowledge. Or you won't get on your knees to pray just to be closer to God. And so this last 2 months, honestly, has been the most transformational for me. This last 2 months, I've fully started to tithe 10%. I can tell you the last 2 months, I've made the most money that I've made ever before in my life. And I've tithed 10%. Weird. Not telling you guys to tithe, but I'm just giving you on something that's happened in my life. So that's where my journey has gone. And now I like study the Bible, like study. And I'm not just studying the Bible, but I'm studying on the word and how I can learn from the word that I'm learning today. It's just like reading a book. Why do we read books? Because we want knowledge, right? Okay. Well, the Bible is not for you just to learn about what happened back in those times, but it's how does the word that you're reading today apply to your life? Like, what lesson are you learning today? Can you apply to your life? So one thing I'm going to tell you guys that I do that I think that you could do is like, just what I do is I grab the Bible every morning and I just say, God, speak to me. Show me what I need to see. Let me hear what I need to hear. And I open it up and something will pop out. Here's one, Psalms 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day. I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer and listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. I would then read it again. And then I would write down, I have an app that I do this with because my mentor built this app and he created a stack like this, is I write down what I need to start, what I need to stop, and what I need to sustain on that reading for that day. And like that, this moment that I'm in right now, Luke, when it comes to my faith, when it comes to God, has been the most powerful. I've never felt more at peace than I've felt in the last, like my whole life, than I've felt the last 2 months. And it's not just because of the Bible, and it's not just because of my faith in going to church and tithing, but it's with everything. But yeah. Fitness has led me to this. All of it has led me to this. That's where I'm at.
That is so powerful. And thank you for diving into that and touching on it. I know, about 3 years ago, we started that as a men's entrepreneurship Bible study. Yeah. And there's, four or five of us that would just jump on Zoom once a week. And so cool to like continue to push each other, where we would push each other in business. We'd talk business, but then we'd dive into the word and we'd have this Bible study. So if that encourages anyone listening to reach out to a few guys, reach out to a few gals that you're very close with or want to get closer with, you can be that change. You can start this, and it's so easy, and just build that habit and get to know more, do more of what you want to be. And I think this whole conversation, Jeff, has been just this holistic approach. It's not just one thing, but it really all does come down to only a couple things of like your process and just control, doing your best to control what you can control in your day. And there's so many nuggets that you provided here. I can't thank you enough. I think this podcast has just been transformational for me, but also for hopefully anyone listening. Like I mentioned earlier, you can find Jeff, I'd say probably the best spot is Instagram at Jeff Davis Fit. You can see all of his other transformation stories, and continuous motivation and continuous habits. Shoot him a DM, shoot him a message if you listen to this. And for one, if you just listened to it, but two, if it made you change anything or if you wanted to adjust any certain habits. So Jeff, as we wrap up here, if anyone feels called to like want to work with you or to join the group, like what's the best way that they can get in touch with you and do that?
Yeah. So best way is Instagram. Just shoot me a follow. That's one thing, is like social media is to be social. I am very social. You follow me, I'm going to thank you for following me. I'm going to be like, hey, thank you, I appreciate it, because I do genuinely appreciate the fact that you're coming to my life, my movie, and watching it. That's what you're doing, so it means a lot to me. So shoot me a follow. I'll most likely shoot you a message and just say, hey, thanks for the support. I really appreciate it. And then, now if I don't send you anything, shoot me a message. I check it. I check it frequently. And if they, you want to work with me, here's the thing. I just want to have a relationship with you. I just want to get to know you. I just want to get to know about you and your life first. If there's something that's struggling, cool, let's fix it. But if some of you just want to have a conversation, you need some tips and advice, well, hey, guess what? I'm the guy to come to. I will give you, as you guys know, I like to give a lot of value. I'll give you some value. Maybe you're not in the place to get help right now, but I will tell you this right now. If you're in a place to get help or to be coached by someone, and you want to be in a place, if you're following someone and you want to be in their place, just have them be in your corner to get to that place. There's a lot of people that will see, like, oh, I really enjoy this person, or I really value what they put out, but they won't make that jump. And like, if you're hearing this right now, this is probably the sign that you're needing right now, whatever it is in life that you're doing, even if it's a relationship coach for your marriage, or a life coach. I mean, I do that kind of stuff. But you guys invest in yourself today, not just from a financial standpoint, but just invest in yourself just by putting yourself first every single day. I'm so sick of hearing people putting their businesses first or putting their everything else first before them. Put yourself first today. You deserve it. Okay. You are worthy enough to do that. It'll only make your world transform for just across the board. And that's what I want for all of you.
Man, what an episode. What a way to wrap it up. Jeff, I can't thank you enough. Can't wait to see you soon, man. And enjoy the week, enjoy the rest of the day, and excited to get together soon.
Likewise, Luke. Thank you so much for having me.